Writing section. Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Often in medical research, new evidence makes us take a fresh look at causation. Now, the immediate causes of asthma are not in doubt, but there is some new thinking about the fundamental causes of this condition. It's been said that after an asthma attack, the airways of the sufferer return to normal. But what about in between attacks? Until recently, it was assumed that bronchial function returned to normal until the onset of a new attack. But it has become clear in some asthmatics that the airways can become permanently narrowed and the walls of the airways thickened. These abnormalities in asthmatics' airways are due to what is called remodeling. It used to be thought that remodeling was the result of long-term inflammation, a kind of scarring from repeated episodes over a long period. But more recently, it has been suggested that remodeling of the tubes is not only a result of this scarring, but also may be the primary cause of the condition. In other words, remodeling may be fundamental to the disease. This idea has gained acceptability recently due to evidence from studies of young children. This research shows that many asthmatic children already have remodeled airways. So according to this view, remodeling is not just a consequence of asthma. It may also be an underlying cause. So what causes the remodeling in the first place? Certainly, genetic factors play a role. But it seems that a combination of genetics and the environment are to blame. In other words, certain individuals may develop remodeled, vulnerable airways due to the environment affecting them even before birth.
Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, explaining how they cast doubt on the points made in the reading. The program continues on the next CD.